Superman movie star Christopher Reeve is making medical history. An equestrian accident in 1995 left him paralyzed, without sensation below the neck and requiring round-the-clock medical care. But a new therapy that uses electrodes to stimulate his muscles has apparently reversed the loss of muscle mass and bone density. Reeve now has skin sensation throughout his body and can make very small movements in his joints. Doctors had thought that this was impossible. John McDonald is medical director of the Spinal Cord Injury Program at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. He's been supervising Reeve's therapy.
We involved him in a program that was designed to produce patterned activity in such a way that we not only can optimize some physical factors such as well-being, maintenance of bone density, maintenance of muscle mass, and therefore hopefully preventing some complications such as skin breakdown, skin wounds, breaking bones, those sorts of things that commonly accompany spinal cord injury. But we also believe that activity is important in optimizing regeneration, and that was the hope in this case.
In other words, that the nerves themselves might actually regenerate. That's never been proven that nerves have that ability, has it?
Exactly. I mean, basically, over this last decade, there's this kind of growing census that the adult nervous system has a greater capacity to regenerate than we thought previously possible.
Does this stimulation work because it is simply getting muscles that had been dormant to move?
Well, I think we can speculate on several hypotheses. One is that, you know, there's reason to believe that this type of patterned movement re-entrains circuits that are already there. There's also additional evidence that similar pattern types of activity, such as cycling like this, can produce sprouting and are associated with development of new connections, particularly during normal development. And third, it's possible that this type of activity may actually regulate new cell birth and cellular replacement.
Dr. McDonald, if there's just one thing that Christopher Reeves is glad to have regained, if there's one part of this that means the most, what would you say that is?
Well, I'd say perhaps his recovery of sensation, you know, his ability to tell a painful stimulus, his ability to feel the warmth of a human touch, you know, has really dramatically improved his life.
This is one therapy that worked for a very special patient. So that is not exactly, you're not even claiming that this is a controlled study. Is there anything that we can take from this that would make it useful for a wider number of people?
Yeah, I mean, I think the critical thing to emphasize here is that the really only thing that this paper describes is that there's a late recovery and that it's possible. And keep in mind that Christopher Reeve was a worst-case scenario. That is, he had the highest level injury, the worst severity, with no recovery in the first 5 years. There's not a single individual who's ever been discovered or published on that has demonstrated any such recovery this far out. It was just thought impossible, and I think breaking that barrier is the major story. What the role of the activity-based recovery program had in this will require further testing. But I think that the physical benefits that are achieved from this activity recovery type program are sufficient reason to be involved and incorporate that into the daily treatment.
Well, Dr. McDonald, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Dr. John McDonald is medical director of the Spinal Cord Injury Program at Washington University in St. Louis.